The pre-show notes for Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill, written by Lainey Robertson, musical arrangements by Danny Holgate. This season is presented by State Theatre Company South Australia, Belvoir Street Theatre and Melbourne Theatre Company. The audio-described performances will take place at 2 p.m. on Saturday the 2nd of September and at 6:30 p.m. on Monday the 4th of September at the Space Theatre at the Adelaide Festival Centre. The performance runs for 1 hour and 35 minutes with no interval. There will be a sensory tour 1 hour prior to each of the audio-described performances, and the audio-describers will commence introductory notes 15 minutes before each performance commences. Summary. It's 1959. In a small bar in a basement in Philadelphia that's seen better days, one of the greatest jazz singers of all time, Billie Holiday, walks onto stage. Unbeknown to her audience, it will be one of her last performances. The jazz trio start to play. Her incomparable voice fills the room. The songs flow, but so do the stories. Tales of her youth and her heroes, of Bessie Smith, Louis Armstrong, Benny Goodman, and her beloved mother, the Duchess. Hard times, happy times, love, oppression, addiction, but survival, courage, and grace. And to the music she keeps returning. With signature charm and wit, she laughs more than she cries as she tells us how she came to be known as the great Lady Day. Content warning: adult themes, coarse language, smoking of herbal cigarettes, references to sex, assault, racism, racial slurs, and depiction of drug and alcohol use. The set. The Space Theatre is a square black box theatre set on a diagonal. It's been transformed into an underground nightclub with a small stage positioned in the far corner of the venue with raked seating along the left and right sides of the venue. The audience enters at the top of the seating rake with stairs down to the auditorium floor, giving the audience a sense of entering the basement club. Antique lampshades of different sizes, shapes and muted colours with fringing and brocade hang randomly from the rafters of the venue with a cluster of four shades above the stage. 10 small cabaret tables are positioned on the auditorium floor between the rake seating and the stage, which is about 1.5 metres above the floor level, with blue velvet drapes tracing the edge of the stage and covering the rise. Each table has a small lamp, a bottle of water and four glasses, along with four bentwood chairs. The table lamps of random colours glow softly throughout the show. To the right of the stage are coat racks, a standard lamp and picture frames on a wall of a small corridor leading to a partially concealed bar. Stairs on the left and right of the stage and a small curved staircase tracing a circular dais at the front corner of the stage provide access to the single wide landing that runs left and right of the stage front centre point. A bright white panel, 10 centimetres high, is lit up between each step of the curved staircase to where a vocal mic is positioned out front. The same white panel traces the whole length of the step riser between the walkway landing and the main stage. The stage and landing have a black, high-gloss mirrored finish. Gold-coloured, shell-shaped sconces line the front edge of the landing and circular dais. The walls of the basement club are rough red bricks. Some are missing and a few patches of peeling plaster. The walls are lit with bright coloured wash lights that change to suit the mood of different songs, between a gold chain curtain on each side and a blue velvet curtain that hangs across the back corner of the stage. On the left of the stage is a black grand piano where the pianist directs the band with his back to the audience. A whiskey glass and bottle sit on top of a bar stool beside the piano. A double bass sits in the far corner of the stage in front of the blue velvet curtain, and to the right is a small drum kit set up on a small circle of carpet. A backlit glass brick window sits high on the back right wall between the bass and drums, suggesting a basement window to the sidewalk above. A high bar stool is placed mid-stage, and a mic stand sits in the centre of the circular dais of the landing, one step down from the stage. Characters and costumes. Billie Holiday, born Eleonora Fagan in 1915, was a black American jazz singer who began singing in Harlem nightclubs as a teenager. The nickname Lady Day was given to her in 1937 by a friend and collaborator, sax player Lester Young. While this play is fictional, it is inspired by one of Billy's final performances at Emerson's Jazz Club in South Philadelphia in early 1959. She died just a few months later of cirrhosis, aged 44. Billy is of medium height, a slim and curvaceous build, and is brown-skinned. She has a full, wide mouth and wears bright red lipstick. Her dark eyes sparkle as she smiles and laughs. Billy uses her hands animatedly as she talks and sings. She has black hair pulled back tightly from her face into a high ponytail that swings against the back of her neck. She's dressed in a white, full-length, sleeveless evening gown made of an embossed satin brocade. The fitted heart-shaped bodice has wide satin straps that form a halter top. A large bow is tied at the back of her waist. The full-length, full-circle skirt of the dress hides silver, strappy, high-heeled evening sandals. Billy wears a glittery diamante necklace with matching drop earrings. She has long, white, satin, fingerless evening gloves that extend from just above her elbow down to her wrists and held in place with a loop over her middle finger and with decorative beading on the back of each hand. Silver rings adorn fingers on both hands. Later, she adds a corsage of white gardenias to her hair, which was Billy's signature or trademark look. The Jimmy Powers Trio, with Jimmy, played by Kim Perling, on piano, Victor Rounds on double bass, and Kelvin Welch on drums, are on stage playing when the audience enters and remain on stage at their instruments throughout. The band members each have light brown skin. Jimmy Powers, the piano player, is of medium height and a solid build. Clean-shaven, he is balding with closely cropped hair. Jimmy has a round, smiling face and wears dark-rimmed glasses. He's dressed in a dark grey suit and waistcoat, jacket unbuttoned over a crisp white shirt with a red tie. He wears shiny black patent leather shoes with green patterned socks. The double bass player is of medium height and build, with a full, clean-shaven face and wears black-rimmed glasses. He's bald. He wears a dark brown suit with matching waistcoat, jacket unbuttoned over a crisp white shirt and yellow tie. Brown calfskin shoes complete his smart attire. He is focused and contained, somewhat formal. The drummer is tall and thin, slightly built, with a thin, clean-shaven face. He smiles frequently and often reacts agreeably to things Billy says. He wears a grey soft cap, white open-neck shirt, a dark grey buttoned-up waistcoat and an unbuttoned burgundy-coloured velvet jacket over light grey trousers and brown calfskin shoes. His more casual attire matches his easy, loose, elegant movements. Pepe is a honey-and-white short-haired chihuahua carried on stage by Billy toward the end of her performance. Waiter and Hal Emerson tends to patrons at the cabaret tables and calls out from time to time in response to Billy's questions. He wears black tux trousers, a black waistcoat, and a white cropped waiter's jacket. Creative team. Director Mitchell Butel. Associate director Zara Newman. Musical director and additional arrangements Kim Perling. Set and costume designer Ailsa Patterson. Lighting designer Govan Rubin. Sound designer Andrew Howard. Voice and dialogue coaches Geraldine Cook Daffner and Jennifer Innes. Cast. Billie Holiday is played by Zara Newman. Alternate Billie Holiday is Eleanor Rocobaro. Jimmy Powers, or piano player, Kim Perling. Double bass player, Victor Rounds. Drummer, Calvin Welch. Pepe, Hugo the Chihuahua. Getting to the venue. Adelaide Festival Centre is easily accessible by public transport, including the tram, stop at the railway station, trains, buses, and a free bus service that operates on a loop throughout the city and North Adelaide, with stops on the corner of King William Road and North Terrace. This completes the audio introduction for Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. Your describers are Kari Seeley and Kay Jamison. For more information on audio-described performances, please contact Access to Arts using the email address audio.describer@access2arts.org.au or speak to the describers at the performance.